Report lead author Matthew Kaufman says, stakeholders from conservationists to transportation agencies have long realized that it's critical to understand how big game move across Western landscapes.
And are, you know, ready to roll up their sleeves and go to work to enhance and maintain the connectivity of these migration corridors. And now they have a tool that can guide that on the ground work.
Development across the West, from energy production to expanding suburbs, have created roadblocks on routes used by wildlife for thousands of years. Kaufman says the new maps will provide a blueprint for helping animals get back on track. Conservationists are hopeful the maps will be used to monitor and limit the spread of contagious diseases, such as chronic wasting disease. Kaufman says the research confirms that migration is how most animals earn their living in western states. Baby greens sprout up in lower elevations in early spring, and as temperatures rise, mule deer and other ungulates ride what Kaufman calls a green wave into higher elevations where their favorite food pops up next. Climate change is also impacting migration. Longer and more severe droughts has altered when and where food is available along historical corridors.
Drought disrupts that green wave and makes it more difficult for animals to surf. They still try. They do their best given the drought conditions, but they just can't be in the right place at the right time.
The new study brings more than two decades of research by state wildlife agencies, including GPS tracking color data, mapping more than 40 big game migration routes in Arizona, Idaho, Nevada, Utah, and Wyoming. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.